You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We're joined by a scientist. We have a scientist, Katie Buschang?
Buschang.
Buschang.
Yes.
Buschang.
Yeah.
Katie Buschang, you in class. Sorry, I shouldn't be doing a Texan accent.
No, my elementary school principal called me like Buschong. And
Buschong.
I was like, there is no part of me that looks Asian. I am a very white person.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so I've gotten some interesting versions of my last name.
I can imagine. Well, we're here to talk to you about how cat toxoplasmosis can affect Aotearoa's bird life. You're doing a talk about this at Umbrellos next Tuesday at 5:30 p.m., which is super, super exciting. But before we talk about parasites, you were originally from Texas.
Yes.
Where you got a bachelor's in biology. Then you went to Florida to do his master's in public health. What's your favorite thing about either of those states?
Texas, definitely the food.
Mm-hmm. A lot of good Mexican food.
Yeah, a lot of good like Tex-Mex Mexican food.
Mm.
No offense to New Zealand, but I have not found good Mexican food.
It's lacking.
Anything here, just the flavors are so good in Texas. And Florida, the nature in Florida is beautiful.
Lots of gators and old people.
Yeah. I thought it was like a myth and like people were trying to scare me before I moved there of like, oh, there's just gators everywhere. You're going to be everywhere. Then I moved there and I'm like literally having to like walk different ways around campus because there's just an alligator laying in the middle of the footpath. Like,
that's awesome.
I was like, this is terrifying. And we just live like this. But no, honestly, the greenery and everything is beautiful there.
Mm-hmm. From biology to public health, is there a surprising amount of overlap there?
Yeah, so I did a One Health degree for my master's, mm-hmm. and so it was kind of a broad degree where I took like biostatistics, more biology-based classes, statistic-based ones, outreach-based ones. So it was a good variety of things there.
Cool, awesome. Well, we're here to talk about Toxoplasmosis gondii.
Yes, Toxoplasma gondii.
Gondii, yep. It's a parasitic eukaryote that can cause toxoplasmosis, which is a disease which mostly causes flu-like symptoms in people and worse for those with weakened immune systems. It's thought that half the world has this parasite. Is it the most well-traveled parasite in the world?
It is definitely one of the most well-traveled ones, but there are other ones like malaria and some roundworms that also are.
Is malaria a parasite?
Yeah, malaria is a parasite, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we separate into, like, macroparasites and microparasites. So macro basically means visible by the naked eye. Yeah,
yep.
So, like, tapeworms, roundworms.
Botfly larvae.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, ticks, all those things. And then microparasites are, like, toxoplasma and malaria, where you can't see them with a naked eye. You have to do histology or look at it under a microscope.
Yeah.
Or even then, maybe it's going to be really small and you need, like, a special microscope. But we do, like, PCR and genetic analysis for that.
Cool. And they're, like, part of – I mean, I don't know about the other parasites, but this is a eukaryote, which is its sort of own unique form of life. It's not quite a bacteria or a virus or anything. It's sort of somewhere other. Just so fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. So technically it's a protozoan, which is kind of like a little subset of eukaryotes.
Mm. How serious is toxoplasmosis with regards to humans? Like, does it cause quite a lot of harm?
It can. There is one article that I was looking at the other day. It was just published on Otago Daily Times, I think almost a year ago, where they said a researcher at Otago estimates that so they changed numbers during it. So I don't know if it's 10,000 or 40,000, but kiwis, human kiwis, New Zealanders, not bird kiwis, have actually gone blind due to it.
Wow.
Yeah, so it can be linked if it gets into the eyes. It can cause blindness. If it gets into the brain, it can cause encephalitis, which is basically an inflammation of the brain. And it can lead to like seizures, loss of coordination, death, things like that. But
lovely.
In most,
great.
But in most people, if you're like healthy, you're not on like immunosuppressants or pregnant, you'll just have again, like you said, flu-like symptoms or nothing.
Or nothing. Yeah.
But the cysts can actually live in your tissues for your whole life.
That's crazy.
And they can re-trigger if you go on immunosuppressants or something like that. So
I did read something pretty fascinating. If you are pregnant and you have a cat, you should maybe not worry about handling the cat litter. Or if you do, wear some protective gear, wash your hands afterwards.
Yeah.
Because you don't want it transferring from the cat feces to the baby.
Great excuse to make your partner do it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's definitely what my mom did, because my mom has no knowledge of biology or anything like that, but she was told by her doctor when she was pregnant with me and my sister to not handle cat litter, so she got my dad to do all of it.
Crack up. Although it's capable of infecting most warm-blooded animals, according to Wikipedia, they've only been observed to sexually reproduce in cats. Why is that?
So we believe it's something to do with, like, the biochemistry of the cat intestine. Mm. So it basically sends, like, a signal to Toxoplasma and is like, yes, this is the place to reproduce. Mm. So you need to reproduce here. And just like humans and birds and everything, we don't have the right biochemical environment in our intestine for it.
So, does that mean that there's, like, something that the cat is getting out of having Toxoplasmosa?
Not necessarily.
So it's just a weird evolutionary quirk.
Yeah, because it doesn't really... I think it can affect cats the same way it affects everything else, all other warm-blooded animals, either really minorly or majorly. Mm. But they, once they defecate, they shed millions of these oocysts in their feces. So there's just millions of these things being shed in their poop.
Man.
Yeah.
Last year, you co-authored a paper looking at the relationship between host size and parasite infection rate. The paper found that a positive correlation isn't the case across all vertebrate hosts and metazoan parasites. What do we make of Toxoplasma gondii?
So that paper was looking at micro or macro parasites.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So kind of like
okay.
We talked about earlier, macro versus micro.
Yeah.
So we didn't actually look into micro parasites, but from what we have found of our own studies, it seems that like ecology, like diet, behavior, habitat, is more important to Toxoplasma than necessarily
animals'
else.
Host size or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Another paper you co-authored last year looked at the prevalence of Toxoplasma and Plasmosa in birds globally and found that terrestrial birds, omnivores and scavengers were more likely to come in contact with the parasite, but herbivores and granivores are not. Can we say the same thing about New Zealand in our native context?
Yeah, so this I'm actually super excited to talk about because this is the biggest chunk of my PhD and we just finished up kind of the analysis of it. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I have things to talk about. but we did find that compared to, because you have to do like a baseline of infection, and so we did marine and carnivores, just because we had the highest number of species tested for that. And compared to those, we found that like omnivores and those living in like wetlands and woodlands had an increased chance of having Toxoplasma. Mm. So we definitely see that omnivore overlap. But our sample size is interesting. So we just get birds who have passed away from the Dunedin Wildlife Hospital. So we're not going out and selectively sampling an equal number from all of these different species. So we had 29 different species of birds, and some of them had five. So we had a minimum of five birds and a maximum of 30. So sometimes it's like one out of five tested positive, and so it looks like a really high percentage of the prevalence there versus one out of 30 looks like a really low prevalence.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the sample size is a little tricky there, but this is our best analysis that we have so far.
And what ratio of native to introduced birds were you looking at?
Most of them were native.
Okay.
I don't think we had many introduced. We had like mallards, but I don't think we had many introduced ones.
Mm-hmm. From my very brief research yesterday, on Tuesday, there's three broad categories of infection with toxoplasma in birds. There's asymptomatic. There's severe symptoms due to low resistance, which can lead to death. And then there's also impairment, which can cause blindness, paralysis, poor motor skills. Oh my gosh. Making the birds easier to be hunted by predators. How do we see these different symptom categories play out with the New Zealand birds?
I think it's hard. That's a big unanswered question, I think, in terms of Toxoplasma research in birds, because it's hard to say what is actually affecting a bird. Like, the bird can't talk to us or anything. And so if a bird passes away, they hit a window and they pass away. Well, did the bird pass away because it hit the window, or did Toxoplasma cause it to be blind? And that's why it hit the window and died. Mm. So it's hard to see what the actual symptoms are. No one's really doing infection studies of birds. No one wants to infect birds and then just see what happens. Like, that would be so sad.
Yeah.
Especially in New Zealand. Like, the native birds here are so iconic and special. And so we're not going to be doing that. So, but it is hard to say how it is impacting them.
Mm-hmm. From what you can tell, how... From your evidence, I guess, in your research, are there any leads there?
No, so we didn't really look at symptoms for the birds. We do have, from when they passed away from the Dunedin Wildlife Hospital, we do have some data about, like, how they passed away. So usually it was like they had to be euthanized at the hospital because of injury or illness, or they were found starved or something like that.
Right.
So it's hard to see a correlation there.
Mm. I did read somewhere that it can lead to potential behavior changes in birds, not similar to, or maybe not too dissimilar from how they affect mice.
Yeah, so I haven't seen too much, again, in birds. I feel like, so the problem with birds is they're just kind of like understudied.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no one really looks at, especially toxoplasma in birds, because as we talked about, in a majority of cases, they go asymptomatic or without any symptoms being seen. And so no one really, it's under-researched, I would say, highly. But like in mice, it can make them attracted to feline urine, so they're more likely to be eaten by that feline host. In humans, it has been linked very rarely. It's not as big as like the internet would like you to believe. But very rarely to like shopping addictions and road rage. More likely to be in like risk-taking behavior jobs, so like entrepreneurs and stuff like that.
Weird.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, all the billionaires just have it.
Yeah.
That's why they're horrible people.
We just all need to get toxoplasma. Become a millionaire.
Forget Ozempic. I'm getting that toxoplasma jab.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man. Well, do you reckon once you're done with your PhD, this is a field you'd look into more, birds and toxoplasma?
Yeah, I think it would be really interesting. I don't know what the future holds, but I would be very keen to keep looking at this.
Awesome. We were giving a talk all about this next Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. at Umbrella's Kitchen and Bar as part of Thirst for Knowledge, which is a really cool science communication slash hangout thing the university does. Any other things you'd like to comment on? Any remarks you want to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, come hear about toxoplasma and how it is impacting our birds here in New Zealand. Which ones it is. I didn't mention any actual species. So keeping that as a little in-my-pocket thing for the talk. So if you want to hear what birds it actually has been found in.
Super exciting.
Yeah.
Super, super exciting, man. Well, I hope there's mention of takahe because I love takahe.
Unfortunately not.
I mean, there's like five of them, so they're kind of mysterious and cool and nonchalant.
Yeah. No takahe, no kiwi, but we have like albatross, petrels,
love them.
Satui, all those good things.
Mean, love a good tortoise. They're lovely. Well, thank you for coming on the program. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Cheers, yo. That was Katie Bouchon coming on to talk about how cat toxoplasma gondii parasites affect Aotearoa's bird life.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.